We've got two readings this morning. And the first reading is from Isaiah, chapter 48, verse 6, and it's on page 734 of the Church Bibles. And the second reading, if you want to get the page ready, is on Revelation, chapter 21, verses 3 to 7, and that's on page 1249. So Isaiah 48, 6. You've heard all these things. Look at them all. Will you not admit them? From now on, I will tell you of new things, of hidden things unknown to you. Revelation 21, page 1249. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and he will live with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who was seated on the throne said, I'm making everything new. And then he said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give drink without cost from the spring of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. This is the word of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. I've got some colouring sheets for the children that are on our theme today, so you're welcome to have a go at these whilst I talk as well. Yes, please. Thank you. Did you know, and I'm sure and I hope you do know this, that you and I were made to live happily ever after. Yes, you and I were made to live forever in a perfect relationship with our loving Maker. I want you to turn to someone next to you or near you and whisper to them the following words. When it comes up on the screen. You can whisper it to them already. Happily ever after is true. Whisper that to someone near you. Happily ever after is true. Have you ever wondered what eternity will be like? Time that goes on forever. Does eternity start now? And can the kingdom of heaven be seen and experienced today? Some of us may say that the moment you accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you have taken your first step into eternal life. And some of us may say that the kingdom of heaven, God's kingdom, visibly broke into history when Jesus walked through the land of Israel, healing and delivering people. Jesus brought heaven to earth. Heaven and eternity, two very big words. Who's ready to play a game? Even if you're coloring, I want everyone to take part in this game. It's called Yes or No Heaven. I have a bunch of words that are going to come up on the screen, and I'm going to ask you whether that word is something that belongs in heaven or not. I'm going to read the word aloud, and if it is something that belongs in heaven, I want you to put both hands up and say, yes. And if it is something that doesn't belong in heaven, I want you to point both thumbs down and say in a low voice, no. Let's give that one practice round. If it's a yes, we go like this. And if it's a no, we say, no. All right, ready? Person on the slides, move at my pace, please. First one, love. Yes. Next one. Angels? Yes. Next one. Laughter? Yes. Next one. Sadness? No. Next one. Loneliness? No. Next one. Made new? Yes. Next one. Tears? No. Keep going. Happiness? Yes. Fear? No. Anger? No. Next one. Perfect? Yes. A few more to go. Whole?
Yes.
Yes. Pain? No. Sickness? No. Streets of gold. You may have read about that. Yes. Joy. Yes. Broken. No. Praise. Yes. Death. No. And lastly, I think, Jesus. Yes. Jesus. Now let's take a quiet moment to think about heaven. This time I want to encourage you to close your eyes as you think of each of the following questions. If heaven was a color, what would it be? If heaven was a piece of music, what would it be? If heaven was a perfume, what would it be? What would it smell like? If heaven was a flavor, what would it taste like? What do you wish heaven could be? You can open your eyes again. There's a lovely little children's book called What About Heaven? The lady who wrote it is Kathleen Long, I think Bostrom or Bostrom. And there's a little quote in there that I just want us to read together. Though heaven's a place that you can't see from here, it says in the Bible that heaven is near. You don't need to know how to fly or to swim. The way is with Jesus, believing in him. Today, I don't want to tell you what heaven will be like or look like or when we will finally see it. Today, I am just asking the Holy Spirit to stir up in you again a longing for heaven. I am asking him even more that he would stir up a deep desire and excitement for you to see Jesus, to meet Jesus. I am so looking forward to Jesus coming. I don't know exactly how or what that will look like, but what I do know is that I will see him face to face. The Bible promises that to us. Face to face friendship. Look at someone next to you and imagine that. That is how we will see Jesus, face to face. Again, another book that I've read called Praying the Names of Jesus. I was reading about Jesus as the bridegroom that will come for us. Anne Spangler. And she says the following in that book. My theory is this, that whether or not we know it, each of us has some kind of primeval memory of paradise. We have an instinct that tells us we belong there. Everyday life contradicts our secret or not so secret belief that we were meant to live as the fairy tales tell us, happily ever after. Jesus is the bridegroom whom the church awaits with longing. Jesus is the promise we hope for, the purpose for which we were made. He is the paradise we seek. Are you looking forward to seeing what the new earth and the new heaven will look like? Or are you looking forward to seeing Jesus? Are you looking forward to walking on the streets of gold? Or are you more curious to see his face? Are you longing for a place where sadness and pain will be no more? Or are you longing to finally sit next to Jesus and laugh with him? One last time, I want you to turn to someone near you and tell them, happily ever after is true. And I want to end by reading some words of encouragement to you from John 14, verse 1 to 3. And again, I want to encourage you to close your eyes as you hear Jesus saying this to you. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There is more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you, so that you will always be with me where I am. Let me pray for us. Father God, thank you for the promise of heaven. And so we pray, Jesus, please come back. We long to see you face to face. We can't wait for you to make all things new. In the meantime, help us be the best that we can be, so that your kingdom will come on earth as it is in heaven. We love you. Amen.